USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The federal judge presiding over the hate crimes trial of three white men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery said she would seat a jury today after a week spent asking potential jurors what they already knew about the black man's death as well as their views on racism in America. U.S. District Court Judge Lisa Godby Wood said she's ready to start the trial once a pool of 64 people deemed qualified to serve as impartial jurors is narrowed to the panel of 12 plus 4 alternates. A judge last month sentenced father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan to life in prison for their murder convictions. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky spoke to President Joe Biden, insisting that Ukrainians have their country under safe and reliable protection. The Biden administration has become increasingly outspoken about its concerns that Russia will stage an incident, as they've now built up over 130,000 troops on Ukraine's borders. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
This for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil drizzle.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
A new filing from Justice Department Special Counsel John Durham says Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign paid a technology company to infiltrate Trump Tower servers and then later the White House. Durham in his motion said the purpose of the infiltration was to establish a narrative of collusion between Donald Trump and Russia. Durham, who was appointed by then Attorney General William Barr to lead a review into the Russia investigation, made the claim that brought charges against an FBI attorney and former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman, who is currently charged with making false statements to a federal agent. Ahead of his promised intent to name his nominee to the Supreme Court by the end of the month and sticking to the pledge to name the court's first black woman, President Joe Biden indicated to Senate Democrats he will start interviewing prospective candidates for the vacancy this week. Emerging from a White House meeting with Biden, Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Durbin said they're all anxious to get started with the process and confirmed that Biden would be going to take up meetings with the nominees this week. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The busiest U.S.-Canada border crossing is now open after protesters demonstrating against COVID-19 measures blocked it for nearly a week, but a larger protest in the capital of Ottawa has persisted as city residents are still angry over authorities' inability to reclaim the streets. Demonstrations against COVID-19 restrictions and other issues have blocked several crossings at the U.S.-Canada border and hurt the economies of both nations. They also inspired similar convoys in France, New Zealand, and the Netherlands. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security warns that truck convoys may be in the works for the United States. At least 11 people have been stabbed in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and police believe the same suspect has been responsible for each attack. The Albuquerque Police Department tweeted that officers are investigating 7 possible different scenes, stretching from the downtown area to the suburbs, with a report of 11 stabbing victims. All victims are currently in stable condition, and the lone suspect is in custody. The motive for the attacks at this point is unclear. In an exciting finish to the NFL season, the L.A. Rams scored on a touchdown pass from Matthew Stafford to Cooper Kupp with 1:25 remaining to beat the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20. Here's Matt Stafford on the victory.
Being able to celebrate with this unbelievable team and my family and friends that are here is it's everything. This is a hard-fought game. Got to give the Bengals a ton of credit, man. They're a really tough team.
After winning the Offensive Player of the Year award, Cooper Kupp caught 8 passes for 92 yards and 2 touchdowns and got the game's Most Valuable Player award. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.